Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I got to thank everybody who's been rocking with me. I told you I'm giving you these podcasts. This is week two with three in a row. Each week, I told you I'm handing you out with three. So, hey, we're here with the third for this week. Now, I know I said to y'all I wasn't going to clout chase. I wasn't going to be talking about media stuff and jumping on it, but I have been lately. And y'all say, damn, Cash, you know, I thought you were going to be talking about the mental health problems and mental health issues that affected the Black community, things like that. And I am still going to do that. But I've been getting a lot of feedback from y'all because y'all want to hear my commentary on recent events, what's been going on. Y'all been saying to me in emails, on social media, Cash, talk about what's going on. We want to hear your opinion. And I always stray away from those things because I do it, but you know how I try to do it later on because I don't want to be clout chasing. I want to get all the facts. I want to do everything before I say anything. If I was clout chasing, I would do a podcast the day of. I could sit here, watch the media. As soon as I see something, boom, answer, put a podcast out. But that's not what I do. But a lot of y'all want me to jump on these issues and what's been going on a lot sooner and really express my view. And then I thought to myself, maybe people want to hear my view because it may help them out. Just how Black men's mental health have saved lives, literally. Maybe my commentary on certain situations that's happened will help people to give us some ease of mind, a different perspective, or just a place for them to hear the things they've been thinking. So it's not me clout chasing. This is me helping and being there for the people that really listen to me. So here we are. The last few ones I've done has been stuff that's relevant. This one is as well. Let's get to it. Recently, Jamie Foxx announced that he was having another baby by his current girlfriend. Jamie Foxx has two other kids already. This would be his third kid, I believe. And instead of Black women congratulating him and saying, you know, be a good father, do your thing, they're tearing him down social media. A few months ago, I guess he was teased about only dating white girls. He said, oh, no more white girls. And a lot of Black women now are very mad. They're saying that he does not represent the culture, that how can he support a culture that he didn't even marry? He's a coon. He's fake. He's like a passport bro. I mean, they're just going in on him, just going in. And I find the contradiction so funny because last year, almost every Black woman in America was supporting Kamala Harris for presidency, even though she's married to a white man, has white stepkids. But she was the great Black hope for Black women, and they supported her. Nobody said anything about her husband being white. They didn't say she didn't support the community because she didn't marry within the community. They didn't say that, you know, her judgment is impaired for that choice. Nobody said nothing about that. They were willing to make this woman president of the United States. But Jamie Foxx, who is not in politics, who is just an actor singer that don't have influence like that as far as like political or whatnot, they're mad at him because he's having a child by a white woman. He didn't even marry the woman. They just dated, but they had a child and they are going crazy. He doesn't represent the culture. But then how does Kamala represent the culture? But see, it's the accountability and visibility of issues that women lack because they could do something and it's okay. But when you do it, it's a problem. When Black men do it, it's a problem. And let me make it to terms that maybe make sense for everybody. It's like the abortion debate. Now, I'm not here to say right or wrong about abortion. That is not my stance. That's not what I'm saying. But if a woman goes to a clinic at 3 months, 4 months, and aborts her child, that's not murder. But if I go and kick her in her stomach, I will be tried for murder of a human being. Now, it's very ironic that a woman could terminate her child, virtually kill her child, and no consequences, that's fine. But a man does it, he's going to jail. Because the problem is that black women in general, but particularly black women, have this idea of themselves that everything they do is justified. But when you do the same thing, it is not justified. I saw this meme or video of this girl that got mad at her husband for not wanting to take care of a child that she cheated on him, it happened. So let me put this in context. He was a good man, loved her, did everything for her. She goes out and cheats on him, gets pregnant by that other guy, comes back home and looks her husband in the eye and tells him, "Why you want to leave me just because of this? We've had so much together. You know, take care of this child like it's your own." He said, "Fuck no. In no way in hell am I taking care of a child that is mine." He said, "If you want to keep it, we're not together. If you want to work this out, you have to abort." Now, I don't know what she decided, because I don't think the meme ended. It didn't have a conclusion. I'm not sure if this was like on a TV show where someone was talking about it, or this was some meme I read. But I do know that nothing came from it. She was complaining about how he is not being there for her. She gave so much to him. But see, accountability. It is just funny that, you know, you're complaining because he doesn't want to take care of somebody else's child and told you to abort it to save your marriage. But look at you. You sit there. This woman sits there and argues that he should take care of this child, even though it's not his and she cheated. But he should still take responsibility. Because, see, black women don't have accountability. Now, women in general don't, but black women in particular, nothing is a consequence. They could do so much and there is no consequences for what they do. Unlike a black man, as we know, men, everything we do has a consequence. Everything. But let's get back to Jamie Foxx. The contradiction, the pure hubris of black women to get on him when they worshipped a black woman that was married to a white man, and they were okay with that. On one hand, black women want black men so bad, but then when they have to do what they need to do to get them, they're not with it. "Yeah, I want a good man, but I ain't going to submit to him. Yeah, I want a good man, but I ain't going to cook for the nigga. Yeah, I want a good man, but he going to get sex when I tell him to get sex. Yeah, I want a good man, but he better take care of me and pay all my bills." It's always talking about what she wants from the black man. But she would want to date a six-figure baller black man, but she'll settle for a $40,000 a year white man. Jamie Foxx is a rich black man out here, and he has the pick of women. Now, ugly looking dude, you know, he has the pick of the litter. See, instead of thinking black men are against black women, think, why aren't black men picking black women? Why is black women becoming lower on the most desirable list of women black men want? But I can tell you why. Don't no black man want to deal with an independent, hard-headed woman that don't listen. A woman that thinks she has it all and don't need you. Because when a woman thinks she doesn't need you, when something comes better, she's going to throw you away because she doesn't need you anyway. You may be there to satisfy, you know, some needs, you know, you give us some good dick, maybe give us some great companionship once in a while, but she don't really want you. She wants you when she wants you. Like, there's this big thing happening right now, right? A big thing with women, black women, are dating guys in prison. There's been several documented firings at correctional facilities because the female correctional officer starts sleeping with one of the inmates. So at the end of the day, black man ain't shit, so I'm not fuck with them. Dating the white man is the upgrade, but I'm going to date this man in jail because he's a good pitch. He's a good catch. That makes no goddamn sense. None at all. But you know why, though? And like I said, this is just my theory. There hasn't been no research done. So this is just my theory of common sense. Right? When you are in control and independent, you want everything to work the way it works. You want everything to be in its place. You want to know where things are. You want to know everything because that's just who you are. You're a businesswoman. You're handling your shit. See, a man in jail, you know where he at all the time. You know he's going to be there every day, 24 hours a day, so you don't got to worry about him because that's what women want. They want a pet. Let's be real. They want a pet. You know, a pet is at home. You feed it when you want to. You walk it. You show it love. It's happy for that minute. And then you go do your thing. Black women want black men as pets. They don't want a real relationship. They don't want a relationship where you work together to build. They don't want a relationship where you respect your husband and you listen to him and let him guide you. No, they don't want that because they think, because this false narrative, they're doing so good that they could judge somebody like Jamie Foxx, who generally loves this girl. He's with her. They're having babies, but judge him, but sit there in the same breath and vote for Kamala, who's married to a white man, that none of her policies were policies that really bad to the black community. But that's who they rather follow, admire, talk about. But this guy, Jamie Foxx, he is of the devil. How dare he date a white girl and get her pregnant? How dare he do that? Well, black ladies, how dare you let some bum guy impregnate you? Because it's always a bum guy. Go to any baby's mama. I think I've said this before. Go to any woman that has kids and ask her about her father, about the kid's father. I guarantee it won't be positive. 99.9% of the time, it won't be positive. Even if he's a good father, it still won't be positive because what he did to her in the relationship. So now she has this vendetta. So please understand that at the end of the day, as a black man, everything you do is wrong. But at the same time, they could do the same thing, but it's right and is encouraged. That's why, black man, it's time for us to form our own world. Meaning, conform around the people that you love. Create a circle of trust, a circle of friends, whatever you want to call it. Create that circle that's just for y'all. Because the problem is us trying to overcome the relationships how it is right now, with social media being so powerful and they're only pushing that agenda, is going to be hard for us to reach out to the masses. But you got to start at home. Build your own circle. Find out what you and your husband are into, if you have one. Or just find like people are into what you're into. And form clubs, form whatever. Black men, And this is, and I'm gonna be real, stop lying to these women about your intent. I personally think black men are naturally polygamous anyway. That's why they a lot about they're just screwing, because they don't understand that that was the natural thing of how things were years before white European influence. But be honest with your woman, because let's be real, guys. You got these women out here bragging about threesomes and all this crazy shit. But then when they get with you, oh, I can't do that no more. I'm too good. I love him so much. I couldn't do that. But when you was 22, you was in Miami getting your black back blown by four dudes, or you was with some guy you was having fun with and doing threesomes with him, but you can't do none of that with your man because you love him. So he don't get all of you. He don't get none of that freaky stuff, but he still got to pay bills, take care of you, love you, and you just give him the same old coochie that you been giving him since day one. And you don't do any tricks or nothing. You probably complain when you're sucking his penis. Oh, my jaw hurts. It's been too long. Like, girl, it's only been like a minute. I know, but my jaw hurts. While he down there for hours, give you orgasm after orgasm. Now, maybe I took it too far, guys. Let me wind it back. I'm game. But you have to form your own, because, see, the problem is that they're relentless on getting on us as black men. They're relentless. So form your own love with like-minded people, because they're out there. Because what I don't want to do is discourage people by saying what I'm saying, then you're like, damn, I'm discouraged because sound like ain't shit out there. The women are out there. They're good women. A lot of good women. Maybe social media doesn't say, but there are a lot of good women. But there's also a lot of good men. They say statistically that most women go after the 20% of men. And those 20% men, because they're high pursuit, don't choose monogamy. Why should they? I make money, I look good, I got all these bitches on me, why would I settle down with one woman? Or at least I'm not trying to settle down now, I'm trying to have fun. Then they have fun with the guy, do all the nasty, freaky shit, but then they get to you, and it's like now they're born again virgins, now they're saints. Uh-uh. Form your own world. Don't try to convince the world you're great. Form a group around you that knows you're great. I believe every man should be poly and have multiple women. I really think so. If you could take care of them and be there, I believe they should. I think it's a black man's right. I think as a black man, you know, if you're going to be out there cheating anyway, if you're going to be out there giving to your lust, then have that honest conversation with your woman. Because you never know, she may surprise you. It may be shit she would want to do. Like, I've always wanted a girl. You never know. But be honest. Because we're getting caught up in these relationships with women that are unemotional, like they have no emotional intelligence. They will justify everything they do wrong. But the minute you do one thing wrong, you are the worst person in the world. So life is like Monopoly, guys. Monopoly is a great game because I think it teaches about life. And it teaches you that no matter what, you're still trapped in the system. But how are you going to work the system for you to be successful? See, most people don't want to work the system. Oh, the white man need to give me reparations. The government's against me. Blah, 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 blah. I can't worry about the government. I can't worry about people that don't matter in my life. And what only matters is people that are around me, that are empowering me to be better. Because you can't rely on these black women anymore on that level. Jamie Foxx is just living his life. He is having babies with who he thinks he wants to have babies with, but he is a demon. But you got countless black women that are marrying other cultures. And instead of saying, you know what, I married for love, which is cool, they're acting like their life was elevated because of that marriage. while still saying black men are shit for doing the same thing that they're doing. And when you have that type of thinking, guys, you got to start. You got to say to yourself, hey, I can't be part of this unnecessary rhetoric. That makes no sense. So I'm going to surround myself with like-minded people. They're out there. They are out there, man. My black men, they are out there. But you just have to find them. Because they will tell you to your face everything you do is wrong while they're doing the exact same thing. Which is fascinating that we've gotten here. I saw this interview, and I'm going to wrap it up pretty soon, guys, where they said, if you read the Bible, there's not one time that God talked to a man. In the Garden of Eden, God never talked to Eve directly. Adam was the representative. But who did Eve talk to? The devil. Now, of course, there's some discrepancies in that. Was it the devil? Was it just for argument purposes, right? Let's just say the devil. She met the devil. The devil talked to her. The devil made her to deceive, made her help Adam deceive God to bite from the tree of knowledge. And once they bit from it, they had knowledge they shouldn't have had. They were ashamed of their bodies. And God found out. And because of that act, he kicked them out. A woman's fault. Because they're saying, oh, you know, they're getting all women, blahs and blah. But you know what? At the end of the day, we were built for each other for purposes. But women don't want to be in those purposes anymore. They'd rather sit at home and talk about Jamie Foxx and his baby and how he's not a man while they're dating the white men and marrying them at record numbers. So, Jamie Foxx, if you hear this, which maybe you never will, I salute you, my brother, on going what you want to go with. Living your own life. Shout out to Neo. Neo's getting flack about him and his three girls. But at the end of the day, he said, I'm being honest. They're here because they want to, and we're building together. It's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Neo for starting a revolution. So I appreciate you listening to me, guys. Like always, check out CastleWilliams.com. You can check out this podcast and all my other podcasts. You go to CastleWilliams.blackmenmentalhealth.com as well and check it out. Download the Culture Radio app. We're doing some changes to it. So in the next few weeks, you're going to see some major changes to the Culture Radio. I appreciate people listening to it, downloading it. I see the numbers on the back end, so I do appreciate it. Until next time, guys.